This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Marblehead punter, kicker, Sam Paquette. Also plays defense and some other positions with the team. And Sam, as our MSO Harrington Trophy Player of the Week, congratulations to you and the team on a huge win over at Danvers last weekend.
Thank you very much.
Well, it was a fantastic win for you, and I know you made some extra point kicks and also made a great punt in the rain right at the end, and it was a kind of a tricky – it ended up being kind of a tricky night right at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it was very tough, but the rain did come down at a good time for us while they were trying to pass the ball at the end there, but certainly the Danvers onside kick and that punt at the end were tricky.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Tell me about this year's team. I mean, clearly you guys have been so good in football the last several years, but lost to Danvers last year in the playoffs. So there was clearly a big focus on this game this past weekend, correct?
Yeah, there was a lot of focus. We had a really good week of practice, and we're just looking forward to go out and playing our game against Danvers, and we're fortunate enough to come out with the win.
It seemed to me, well, probably obvious, I guess, your defense, the team's defense, just stepped it up in the second half, even though they did score in the second half, one of their touchdowns, but you guys were punishing defensively, I thought.
Yeah, we made a couple of adjustments to protect our middle linebackers, and they did really well in the second half, flying to the ball. Everyone was flying to the ball, making tackles, and we definitely stepped up.
How about on your team, if you could single out a couple of teammates that you thought, either whether offensively, defensively, that stepped up and had a great game Friday night?
Well, really the entire defense, I thought Aiden Gillis and Harry Craig, middle linebacker, played well. Jason Lopez at running back had a really good game. They couldn't seem to stop him much. And Drew Galley at quarterback kept the ship moving.
Yeah, and at the end, it was like a ship out there, I think, at the end, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me about, how did you get into punting and kicking? How did that all happen for you?
Well, when I was younger, I played soccer and football at the same time, so it just kind of came easy to me. When I first started playing football in second and third grade, I just kind of stepped into the line of kids, and I was kind of a natural from soccer, so...
Let me ask you, here's my last question, Sam, and that would be big games. I know you've been a part of some big games in the last few years, but is there a little extra adrenaline when you head over to Danvers for a Friday night in a game like that one?
Absolutely. Everyone's fired up. Everyone wants that revenge win in a game against, like, Danvers, who knocked us off last year. But in the end, we're all just out there playing football, so... We try to stay as calm as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else, Sam, you want to share with us about the game that week or the team this season?
Well, hopefully we're going to keep it rolling. We're looking good so far, and looking forward to a big week of practice and PVD coming up this week.
Gotcha. Okay, that's Sam Paquette, who is the punter, kicker, and our MSO Harrington Trophy Player of the Week this past week here on the North Shore. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO NewsSports.com.